كنت برأي يرد سيف درايومم درايومم ألف even though according to Chazal it's all one sefer. Derayomim Aleph Perek Yud talks about, starts the narrative, starts the story. It talks about the story of the death of Shaul HaMelech. It's interesting why it starts straight with that, is because, says Rashi, we want to focus on David HaMelech. So we start a little bit beforehand, so the focus is David. We don't want to go too far back. If you remember, the Plishtim, first you remember this has been predicted. The witch of Ein Dor had told Shaul this was going to happen. Nevertheless, what actually happened, of course, was that he did die in battle. The Plishtim shot an arrow. The archers attacked him. This is all at Har Gilboa. They fled. The Plishtim archers found Shaul, and he asked his arms bearer to kill him, and he refused. He refused. Now, there's a bit of machlokes exactly. Did he refuse or not refuse? But either way, Shaul then killed himself. There is the Malbim over here. It talks about how this goes with the account in Shmuel, and say for Shmuel, whether he did die, he lay on his sword and he was fully dead, or maybe he lay on his sword over here and the arms bearer finished off the job. And that's either way. Rashi over here does point out something very important, which he says that the Hashkacha Protis, so to speak, Hashem orchestrating Shaul's death, was done with the enemy killing with an arrow, which was chief weapon, an arrow of the tribe of Binyamin. So it was a sad event, but made in heaven. It was Hashem orchestrated exactly how people die. It's fascinating. So his three sons are killed in battle as well. The Plishtim go and invade the cities. And if you remember, they take his head, Shaul's head, they put it in their temple, and the people of Yabesh Gilad, who if you remember were saved by Shaul earlier, when they were threatened by the king of Aram, they steal into the city and they steal the head. They steal the corpses, actually. They bury them, and they have a seven-day period of mourning. Shaul, we are told, has been stripped of the kingship because he betrayed Hashem's commandment to annihilate Amalek. And also remember, he didn't wait for Shmuel, and he sought out the witch of Ein Dor. He didn't wait for Shmuel way back when he was appointed king to offer the sacrifice. He did it just before Shmuel arrived. And therefore, the kingship is handed over to the subject of the Sefer, which is David ben Yishai.